entered into the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said, "You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" I turn to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 16. In Luke, chapter 3, John answered, saying unto them, "Paul, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the last of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear it shall live." Then I want to write through the passage in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 10, or chapter 1 and verse 10. "But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought light and immortality to light through the gospel." I'd like to read one more verse in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21 and verse 4. "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall be that, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former pain are passed away, and there shall be no more death." I was saying, the meeting tonight, you hear in the Word of God, you hear so much about hearing. God says to hear and your soul shall live. The first time I heard the gospel of God's salvation, I was 25 years old. And I say I heard it with a natural ear. My, isn't that the case today? There's some of you that have been in the meeting, coming to the meeting practically all your life. You've heard how you must be saved. If you really haven't heard, because God says, "Hear and your soul shall live." You know, when sometimes I'm reading the Bible at home, and my wife, she'll say something to me. Yeah, I've heard it. But I don't sometimes pay attention to it. I keep on reading. Well, I really didn't hear it. Because in a minute I'll think of something she said, and I turn around and what did you say? Well, I heard it with the natural ear, but I didn't hear it with my eyes of my understanding. I didn't actually hear it. So listen, sinner friend, in the meeting tonight, God loves you. I say, God loves you. Two words. God loves you. What does God come for a sinner and he doesn't want to hear that? My, what a revelation to the soul that's on the road to a lost eternity, down to hell, and to the lake of fire, if you could get in with it. And God's saying it tonight. Yes, he speaks through man. He speaks through his word. And God's got a message for you tonight. He wants you to hear it. And friend, I can tell you on the authority of the word of the living God tonight, if you'll hear that message, just a simple message, God loves you. My, I pray your soul shall live. God said, "Hear, and your soul shall live." God's not a liar. God is God. His word, God says, that God be true, and every man a liar. Friends, tonight, Anyway, loveless. My one night. What a message to tell poor lost guilty sinners tonight. I think I was talking to a man this week out in Peoria. And I asked that man, I said, have you ever heard about being born again? That poor man never heard. He didn't even know what the expression meant. I asked him, did he ever heard about being saved? He never heard about being saved. And yet some of you have come to these meetings. I venture to say some of these meetings tonight that have come to gospel meetings longer than I have. Yet you have a voice. You're flying to the gospel of God's salvation. Is that poor message, man? Yes. I'd like to see you drink in the word God loves. I'd like to see you do it, you know. And then I was talking to another man. A man with a Jehovah's. And I didn't have this verse on my tongue. I knew the verse, but I couldn't find it. I love to read that verse. Lord willing, I'm going back to read that verse tonight. When I thought of these two that are going down to the waters of baptism, why, that verse came to me. This Jehovah's Witness man, he said, when a man dies, that's it. My heart is his heart. Isn't that funny how verses in God's Word just slip from it? And this is the verse that has been tonight, I want to read it. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. I just think of that, abolished death. Why, isn't that good news for you tonight? He's abolished death. Friend, we read over the book of Romans that sin came into the world by one man. For all of sin, and all of sin. Friend, death by sin. One man, Adam, brought upon this fallen race, death. But I'll tell you, greater than Adam here, and greater than Adam ever appeared upon the scene. And he abolished death. He died, sinner friend, that you might live tonight. Sinner, you love the Lord. You know, going down into this water, this takes the judgment, the wrath of God against my Lord and Savior. I said, I have baptism to be baptized with. He came from the very throne of heaven. Sinner friend, he came down past principalities and powers. He came down from the presence of God. He took upon himself the form of man. He reading God's word and he came under his own, and his own received him not. Friend, he came down for sinners, down for you and down for me. What a baptism he had to be baptized with. I tell you, he manifested the news from God. He gave sight to the blind. He opened and unstopped the deaf and ears. He raised the dead. He spoke a word, the dead came forth. Friend, he liked to speak a word to you. He liked to speak a word to you. God said, here, in the Holy Spirit. I ask you, man, he said to him, he seen walking up toward Jerusalem, reading God's word, he needs not go to Jerusalem. Friend, he went up to Jerusalem. There, the last night before he was betrayed, he gathered that band around him. Just a few that he loved. Then they went out to the Lord Jesus. Friend, I pray you, the baptism was so empty to him. Why, he went out there to the Garden of Gethsemane. The words could only tell what he went through there, friend. We can read in God's word. He said, there, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. We read in his pleasant word, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Friend, it is for you. And it was for me. You love that. My, they came out against him as a thief. They came out of the swords and stayed. Besides, they bound him, and they took him to the high priest, and there they cried. They brought false accusers against the blessed Lord, but they could find none. And then they found two, and they falsely accused him. My, and when they set him at naught, then they took him to Pilate. They claimed that he said he was the Son of God, and friend, he said, I am the Son of God. He had manifested to a poor and godly world that he was right in the presence of God. Friend, tonight, he's manifested in this meeting. There's those in this meeting tonight that are saved by the grace of God. He's raised to death. Friend, he's spoken words to sinners in this meeting tonight. Some have been saved here in front of us a lot. And he spoke that word and he read, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear to it. Friend, he wants you to listen to his voice. He wants you to come. There's no hindrance. The only hindrance is yourself, sinner. You're the only hindrance tonight. Because God, in all his mother mercy, has done all that he can possibly do to secure the salvation of a poor sinner. My Pilate, you know, he would like to get rid of him in a way. One thing about poor Pilate, he didn't have the Holy Spirit of God to deal with him like poor sinners have tonight. Another thing, he didn't know like the Jews do. I'll tell you, I really believe there are those that are in authority in the Jewish Sanhedrin that recognized here was a man of God. Friend, he asked the very Lord of heaven once up. I remember even his wife came down. Set a man down and told him that had nothing to do with this just man. Because he was bothered in a dream. Let me tell you, God speaking to you. He spoke in a dream to that woman. There's a voice from the very throne of God for that man Pilate. Friend, has God been speaking to you? Oh, friend, let me speak. I remember the time when I was in the sins and God spoke to me. I might turn my back upon God. You know, God speaks in many ways. One of the things that God spoke to me about was the coming of the Lord. And the coming of the Lord dropped night. Some of you go on in your sins like you're going on tonight. They're going to miss God's salvation. The Lord's salvation. He's going to take those that are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. He's going to take them home to heaven. My, what season is there? What an awful tragedy. Some of this meeting tonight. They'll be left to the judgment. Listen, you won't be left to the back of you together. Because that tells you that. Friend, this speaks of eternity. To me, this speaks of eternity. Two are going down. They've died. They've died and they're going to be buried. And they're going to be raised and walk in newness of life. Walk in newness of life. Walk for the one that shed his precious blood. And they might be saved. Friend tonight, is there a desire in your heart to be saved? Aye, if there's no desire in your heart to be saved tonight, you're on perilous ground. Aye, I have not spoken to anyone. He says, my spirit cannot always pray with man. You know, I was afraid the spirit of God would just pray with me. We're afraid of that tonight, friend. Listen, you went up to Calvary. There, think of the God of heaven. It was God who manifested in the flesh. Wicked sinners took him and nailed him to a tree. Then, they planted a crown of thorns upon his brow. Then, they put him up on that tree. And then, a soccer, he could say, all my bones are out of place. Friend, that was for you. That was the baptism that you might not have to go into the baptism of fire. Friend, he went to the house. Think of what he'd done. Not only what he went through with the hands of sinful man, but think of what he went through with the hands of God for your sake and mine. I was reading the book, and it says in this book that Martin Luther
was meditating upon the sufferings of Christ. After meditating upon the sufferings of Christ for a certain time, he got up from his meditation, and this is all he could say, "God, forgive us, Lord." Then our Lord was forsaken at the cross of Calvary, forsaken by man, and there took the knot. There the judgment and the wrath of God fell on him, poor sinner, friend, and it might not fall upon poor sinners. Friend, this is the judgment, the wrath of God. All those people, he did all his best. Then, there is life in him. He gave us to heaven. There is life in him. There is life in the look of the crucified one. Friend, when I look at you, trust him. He says, here in the holy place. The only hindrance is yourself. There is no hindrance in God. There's no hindrance in the Spirit of God to do His work in the soul of men, but yourself. My, He wants you to hear Him. He wants you to come to Him. He wants your soul saved. He got all His good. My, it crossed heaven and all its glory. It crossed God, His only beloved Son, that poor sinners might be saved, not only for time, but for eternity. One thing about God's salvation, it saves the soul. But it not only saves the soul, but it saves the life as well. It saves my life. I don't have to go in and enumerate what my sins were, but it made a new man. And that's what these people, these two that are going down the water to baptism, they're confessing that they died with Christ. The walk of ministry. Friends, the Lord says, except you be born again, you shall not have a kingdom of heaven. Come for me tonight. This is your hour without one for you. But that is God's will. Then come to me. The only thing that I live on.